times a week right here on Podcast One. I'm so excited because Rachel Zoe is on the show today.
So excited.
It's so exciting. All right, before we get to Rachel Zoe, who I'm mildly obsessed with, may fan out on. I'm just saying. Yes. Do you know, like, we're very, totally not alike at all, but very much alike.
Okay. In so, your head? Like, you think?
Maybe yes, maybe no. What I'm saying is we're both, like, Jewish girls from the East Coast.
Okay.
She's from New Jersey. I'm from New York. She went to GW. I went to Syracuse. They're very simpatico, this whole thing. Of course, she is petite. I am not. She is blonde.
Oh,
I am
well,
dark.
You stop.
No, I mean, like, little.
Like, short.
But also petite. She's very, like,
You're
waif-like.
You're very petite.
But I didn't used to be. I used to be more, you know, curvy when I had breasts and all that good stuff that went away with the kids. Anyway, and, you know, we both love fashion, and that's where it ends. Oh, and we've both been in very long-term relationships.
And you're both women, and you both have 10 toes and 10 fingers.
See? Besties already. Okay, we need to talk about the Kelly Dodd thing. I need to hear the update of what happened with you and Riley.
Yes.
After the first child IVF thing conversation. And there's been a major happening.
What?
With Terry.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I might pass out as I read the text messages, but I need to read them.
Oh, gosh.
And so it came out this week, but I just got to say it again, that the Dubrow diet is on the list of most trending diets searched on Google for 2018.
So exciting!
Yay! And what's so amazing about that is the book just came out in October.
Yeah. It's insane.
Think about how many diet books came out this year.
Right.
We're so honored, so proud. Thank you all so much. They are restocked at Barnes & Noble. So go to barnesandnoble.com to get your book. You can get it online. You can get it in stores. And we just heard Costco's picking it up and Walmart's picking it up and all these amazing places. So it's very exciting.
Yes.
Thank you guys all for your support. And one of our guinea pigs, Armando, just hit the 70-pound weight loss mark.
It's incredible. He looks amazing.
I love the way he looks. Yes. I love his attitude. He's such a great guy. Congratulations, Armando. So should we just get the Kelly Dodd thing over with? Because I don't even want to think about it anymore.
Yep.
And I wasn't going to mention it after last week's show, but I really couldn't believe, first of all, I couldn't believe the response.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into Orange Theory after it happened and they were laughing about it. And I'm like, maybe you guys should get a VIP entrance, you know?
Who would walk through it is the question.
By the way, not me. I'll go through the front door.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good.
Yep.
But I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
You know, so many news media outlets picked it up, and I guess it became a thing. So Kelly commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what Kelly had to say.
Okay.
Kelly said, thanks, Heather Dubrow. By the way, she spelled my name wrong. D-E-B-R-O-W. I think she probably did it on purpose, but who knows? She goes, thanks, Heather Dubrow, for commenting on me. Why are you at Orange Theory? Don't you have a gym and a personal trainer at your mansion that you wouldn't show for the world? Hashtag fake.
Wow.
Okay, so first of all, I do have a gym in the house.
Yes.
And as we've discussed, I don't like working out alone.
Yeah.
But I've been going to Orange Theory for what? 4 years? Since it opened.
Right.
I love it. And it's very social for me. First of all, I like going somewhere where I have an appointment and, you know.
You like that whole accountability piece to it.
It also works in my schedule because I drop off the kids and then it's on my way home and I can go there.
Right.
I see some of my friends. Yeah. We hang out, as you know, sometimes lingering outside for a moment to have a conversation. And I like it. And I love the whole workout. I could do it myself, I guess, at home. But I just don't like doing that.
It's just annoying that you even have to.
I don't have to. I'm just responding to it because
I know
it, it's because just, here because it went on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have responded if it was just that, but it went on from there. So it was that. And then that I won't show my house. Well, you can go to Heather's Closet on YouTube. Big giveaway this week. We gave away 3 sets of the most insane coasters from Bergdorf Goodman. I'm obsessed with them. And so we have 3 winners, which was really exciting. So you can see the kitchen family room next. And then we're taking a little hiatus from Heather's Closet and we'll be back in January to continue the tour. So I am showing it. We'll get back to the fake part later. And then someone said, this is from Kelly, tweeted, for people thinking my video of at Heather Dubrow, again, was mean, she yelled at me at Orange Theory, ask evolution. I misheard a question on Dr. Dubrow, misspoke, publicly apologized, and she still went after me at Orange Theory. That's why I avoid her, scared of Skeletor, hashtag Joker face.
Wow.
Okay, so first of all, I told the story last week, but again, in a nutshell, she said something on Watch What Happens Live we called evolution, and she tweeted something like she didn't hear it correctly. She then came up to me in the gym, apologized to me personally. I was not happy with her. I certainly didn't yell at her. And funny enough, Sarah Cohen was the one standing with me when she came up to me at the gym that day. And we talked, and I said, thank you for coming up. And that was it. And then a few minutes later, 20 minutes later, she tweeted, they're the nicest people or the greatest people. Something, she tweeted something nice, like telling the world we're all good.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear about anything about her talking about me again until, you know, she went on the talk or whatever and said that she can't stand me.
Right.
And then this filming thing. So I don't really understand her timeline, but it's not correct.
Right.
But here's the thing. So she called me Skeletor. And Joker face. When you're on a reality show, people write such terrible things about you. They make memes of you. They draw sketches. People were, people used to say I look like the mom from Coraline, you know, the scary thing, or like Tim Burton characters.
Right.
Or, and, you know, at first you're super offended, and then you kind of laugh a little bit, and then it's whatever, and you get over it. Two things. Number one, are we face shaming and body shaming people still? I thought we were done with that.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be mad at me. You don't like me. You want to avoid me. You think I yelled at you. Okay, that's fine. You're allowed your narrative. You're allowed your opinion. But why call me Skeletor and Joker face?
It's just, you're a grown woman. Why are you doing that? What kind of...
And you're a mom. What kind of role model are you doing?
What kind of role model are you?
So don't call people names. And, you know, that just always reminds me of the people on social media who just troll other people and just want to be nasty and say mean things. You know, it definitely goes back to the, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But you know what? If Kelly wants to be mad or incensed or think that I yelled at her, okay, but don't call names.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really, isn't it beneath you?
Exactly.
And if it's not, I'm sorry.
Right.
That makes me feel bad for you. But you know what? I choose to take Skeletor and Joker face as the fact that I'm fit and happy. So there you go. But I wanted to talk about the fake thing for just 1 second, because it did start me to thinking, like, if you don't want to see someone and you want to avoid them, or if you run into someone that you don't care for,
yeah,
when is it being polite versus being fake? When is that? What is that difference?
I mean, I think it depends on, like, are you running into them? Like it's just like, I can't avoid you? Or would you... Someone like this, would you almost try to avoid and maybe not make eye contact? That way there isn't any sort of tweeting right afterwards saying she yelled at me when that really didn't happen. I think it sort of depends on the situation. Like if you're dealing with a Kelly Dodd who would lie, I feel like I would probably avoid just entirely. You know what I mean? Like one thing is to say hi, but she could turn that hi into something else, clearly.
Right. I feel like if I make eye contact with someone, I always say hello.
Right.
You don't need to, like, if I saw someone on the other side of the store that I don't care for, I'm certainly not going to walk across the store and be like,
right.
Oh, hello, so nice to see you.
Exactly.
But if you run into someone, you're on a checkout line together or walking in and out of the gym, let's say, and you see each other, I wouldn't ignore. I'd say hello. There's actually only one person
that you would avoid.
That I do not say hello to. And it's because she, and I won't even say her name because I won't, because she'd love it. But she's just like not a nice person. She's a homewrecker and someone who has no accountability for anything and just does what she wants and doesn't care whose lives are destroyed in the process, and really tried to do something very hateful and evil to me.
Right.
And so I will not say hello to her.
And I think that that's where the spectrum is, right? You have that spectrum, and then you have the ones that it's like, you know what? I don't care for them. I don't want to be friends with them, but I'll be nice and say hello and just keep on my day. So,
by the way, anyone, I can't even think of anyone. Even tomorrow, if I ran into Kelly, I'd go, hi, how are you?
Right.
How's Jolie? I mean, I just would. That would be my knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Now, look, if we're in the gym together, because I'm trying to think, because she said that we always see each other in the gym and that we never even say hello. I can probably come up with a couple of times that I've seen her in my class, but I've never met eyes with her.
Right.
But maybe you've glanced over and seen her work out. But again, what are you supposed to do? Stop your workout and walk over and go, hello.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do that even if my girlfriend was in it. I would wait till the end.
Right.
And then go say hi after.
And it's not like she's coming up to you or anyone that you have a feud with, right, comes up to you and says hello and you don't say hello back.
No, so I just wouldn't. I really can't think of anyone else that I wouldn't just say hi.
Right.
Because I just don't think it's worth it. I just think even if someone rubs you the wrong way or they're not the right person in your life, it takes so much more energy to have those mad, angry feelings, spirited, you know, vitriolic feelings against someone. I don't think it does you any good. I think it does yourself a disservice. And I think it makes you unhappy and puts out bad karma and bad vibes. And I just don't think it's worth it.
Right. Unless you're like how you are.
Unless someone has really, I mean, look, if someone has done something so terrible to you or your family member that's really something hateful or a crime or something, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Although I think, you know, you see people all the time forgiving evil people and you know, putting it in God's hands and that kind of thing. And that's kind of an extreme example. I don't know. I hope I never have to be in that position to think of, you know, to realize what I would do. But just like normal day-to-day life, I just feel like in general, it's just easier
to be the bigger person.
Not even to be the bigger person. To just let it take it off the table. Let it go. Who cares?
Yeah.
If someone's not right for you, because I do believe that there are times that, you know, you need to move on. Mm-hmm. And maybe someone's not a bad person, but they don't make you feel good. Or they just say things or, I don't know, there's just something about them that makes you feel bad about yourself or rubs you the wrong way. It's okay to sort of elegantly extract yourself from the friendship. Don't make a big deal. Don't stay on a soapbox. You know, don't fight about it. Just kind of fade the relationship out.
Yes.
But when you see them, there's nothing wrong with saying hi.
I absolutely agree. I agree. Oh, my goodness.
Is that crazy, though?
Yeah.
I don't think that's fake to say hello. I think that's polite. I think fake would be
starting a conversation. How are you? How's everything? And like almost asking questions and creating a conversation that you don't even care to be in.
Or making bullshit plans.
Yeah.
Like, we should get together.
Right.
That's fake.
Yeah. Exactly.
I probably have done that before in my life.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but like, you know, sometimes
comes out. Yes.
Like, we should get together. And then you're like, no, bad idea. All right. Anyway, so now I'm going to put this whole thing to bed. Yeah. Kelly, if you see me and you don't want to say hello, that's okay. We're cool.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned.
All is well.
All is well. All is well. And happy holidays. Okay, why don't you tell me about Riley and then I'll tell you about Terry's text.
Okay, so here's the part two. So that whole conversation happened on Sunday, okay?
This was the brunch conversation where Riley said that he was not going to do any, if you were decided to have kids and it wasn't working out naturally, he didn't want to take extreme measures.
Yes.
Got it.
So we had talked about it on the podcast and then it was like sort of just, it was just lingering, you know, because we hadn't really put any sort of end to the conversation. So we went to dinner last night. Which is Monday night. It's a new restaurant called Ocean at Maine.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, you posted.
Yeah.
How was it?
So
it looked cool.
He was the executive chef at the Montage for 9 years. And he's a Michelin star. He's a fantastic chef. And so he just opened up about 2 months ago a new restaurant in Laguna. It's great. It's really, really nice. It reminds me of like a Fig and Olive vibe.
That's what I thought when I saw the picture. I thought everyone's decorating their restaurants like Fig and Olive. Avra looks the same.
Yeah, but it's very pretty. It's a cool vibe. Anyway, so we're sitting there and we're having a really good conversation and he's in a good mood. And it sort of came up just naturally about that whole baby conversation. And because I just
were we drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Half a bottle of wine.
And who brought it up?
I want to say I did.
No.
It naturally came up, a.k.a. me.
It naturally came up. So listen.
So can we talk about the baby thing? Because I really couldn't understand how him and I see pretty much everything the same, you know, and we have very, very similar views on these fundamental things, right? And so I had kept thinking, like, there has to be something else. You're not being completely honest with me. Like, I don't know why it triggered him, but something triggered him to say, I wouldn't do it. And it has to be natural and blah, blah, blah. So I said,
maybe he's worried because he doesn't have good sperm and then he didn't want to get a sperm donor.
That's exactly that.
Shut up. I got it.
So he goes, you know, I was in an accident when I was a kid and I don't even know if I can have kids. And it scares me that I feel like you would maybe leave if I couldn't have a child. So it sort of stemmed from all of that. And, you know, he obviously went into detail and it was all very personal, but it was basically that he was almost scared. And I said, and then he started asking me more about IVF and what it actually is. And he, I think, thinks it like a baby's born in like an incubator, or it's like created in an incubator. Like it's, he had this, like, he didn't really understand it. So I told him, and he goes, I'm like, you know, like it's like a turkey baster, you know, I was like telling him like all these different things. And he's like, oh, he's like, okay. He's like, yeah, no, he was like, I was just scared. Like, we went into this whole conversation. So it was very good, very positive. And I feel like I'm at ease with the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So now you feel like, because it was kind of like what we were talking about.
Yes.
You feel like he didn't really get it. And that's something that in the moment, he's going to feel differently. Because they do. They get scared, guys. And it's also, and you and I talked about this too after the show.
Yep.
It's a money thing sometimes
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
It's the whole picture.
Mm-hmm, it's a whole thing.
But when you're
there was a personal factor that he didn't mention to me, because I wasn't understanding, why are you so against it? I don't understand your views on this whole thing. And then he's opened up about it. I'm like, now I understand.
Because he thinks it's going to be his fault.
He thinks it'll be him.
I see.
Yeah. So anyways, so now it's all good. So...
Yay!
We can move on.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Me too.
Before I tell you the Terry thing,
yes.
So we've been planning my birthday and I need some recommendations because you guys are all so good at this. So we're looking for like a place to, so we're having dinner in the Hollywood area. Do we already say where we're doing it?
I think we talked about it.
Can't remember. Yeah. So in the Hollywood area. And then we need a place to go after. Oh yeah. We talked about where I want to go after. I need like a bar.
Yes.
But I can't come up with where that is.
Right. Because you want, you want like, you don't want a club. You just want.
I want like a college bar that's not at college and doesn't look like a college bar.
Right. Like a chic
college
place.
Bar.
Good chic college bar.
I want to like hang out at the bar so we can stand or sit and like dance at your chair. Not like a dance floor, but like a cool hangout, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. Well.
So if anyone knows of a place like that in LA, that would be good. And then. Next day, you know, usually we always do the boozy lunch at the Ivy, mm-hmm. but I was just thinking in case of inclement weather, where else could we go? Now, I don't think Avra's lunch crowd
is that hopping. Fun?
No.
Because you want what? You want more of like a pulse? Like you want music?
And no, not during
or do you
the day,
want
but
just
I don't
like good
sit in
food.
An empty restaurant
right.
either.
Right.
And that's a very large restaurant. So if it's not full,
got it.
It might not be cool.
Okay, so you need a good daytime.
Unless we did it a little bit later.
But then you're
more like dunch. But then it's like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Then you're in LA. Really, two solid days.
Yeah, no, that's too much. There's nothing more important than sleep. And what's the first thing you feel when you get in your bed? Your sheets. You spent a third of your life in sheets. And this holiday season, what better gift to give someone than a bedding upgrade? Either for that special someone or for you. Five-star hotel sheets are incredible, but they also have an incredibly high price tag. You want to change that? Get Brooklinen sheets. Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of Best Online Bedding Category by Good Housekeeping. 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company, and 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers, no middlemen. That's how they can give you those five-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. The sheets don't just feel amazing, they look amazing too. They have over 20 colors and patterns you can mix and match. And if you want something to add on to your gift or just something extra, they have towels, robes, candles, sleep masks, and so much more. So go to brooklinen.com because they're giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Heather. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever. All right, this is a two-parter. The first part is the not good part. The second part is the better part.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it was last night, it was the girl's. I'm so tired. You would think my one night of sleeping in would have helped. It doesn't. It just makes you crave more.
No, you need like 3 years of sleep.
That's, I need like 3 years of sleep. Or I would take a weekend. But anyway, so I didn't sleep Sunday night. And then Monday night, last night, we had Kat and Coco's little show. Mm-hmm. So they were in the musical version of Elf. They were so cute. Coco was hilarious. She played, you know, I've never seen the movie.
Really?
No, have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you know the guy that plays Will Ferrell's dad?
Yes.
And the one that plays his boss?
Okay.
That's who Coco played.
Oh my gosh.
The mean boss.
That's so funny.
She was hilarious.
And she remembers all her lines, huh?
Oh yeah. She knows. She said later that she missed two, but you couldn't tell. She was very good.
Okay.
So she knew all of her lines. She was great. So funny. And then Katarina played the girlfriend.
Okay.
And she had this beautiful song. Awesome. And she did a great job. Very, very cute. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And then we went to Javier's.
Okay.
And we had dinner, the four of us. Sitting at Javier's, and something came up about this. We're having some people over for dinner. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't want to do a big party this year. I just want to have a little, and it's my birthday, and I'm having like all of my best friends at my birthday, and I didn't want to do the same dinner, you know, 2 weeks apart.
Right.
And I've never sat in my dining room before, so I just invited a couple of couples over, mm-hmm. and thought, okay, have dinner, we'll, if the champagne wall is ever done, which is still a disaster downstairs, by the way. But we had this little dinner. And so we were talking about the menu for the dinner. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the dessert, he was so irritated. He's like, well, I'm not eating any of that.
Mm.
And I'm like, but don't you think it's like nice and to try something new? And I don't know, it's kind of fancy and it'll be pretty. And he was like, no, I want a blueberry crumble. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, but we're having blueberry crumble this week, mm-hmm. For Coco's birthday. So maybe the week after we could like do something else. Mm. And he was like, no. Why? And then he sort of like gave me this look, and I know exactly what the look was.
Okay.
It was the onion ring look.
Oh.
So when we threw that clam bake and he was going off about the onion rings, he was really just pushing my buttons because, mm-hmm. you know, they don't show everything. But and I wish I could have just breathed through it and not reacted and just.
Right. Because had you not, it wouldn't have been a thing.
It wouldn't have been a thing. But you know me, and I couldn't help it. Yep. And I was also. You know, Coco was a year old. I had four kids. I'm filming this show. I wasn't used to the show. I was exhausted and whatever. And so I reacted and it became a whole big thing. But, you know, Terry has a really good way of jujitsuing the situation so that he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's never wrong.
Yeah.
So, as I would say, he's empirically right.
Yes.
So after the whole thing went down, he started going, well, why couldn't I have them? Because when I finally said, hey, can you cut me some slack? Like, why are you doing this? I'm doing the show. You wanted me to do it. Here I am. And then he turns it around and he's like, well, why can't I have onion rings? And I work so hard and I should have what I want at our house. And I'm like, okay. So I promise you, there is not a dinner party, an event, a holiday that goes by that does not have onion rings.
Right.
Every event has onion rings.
He could be over it and you're still getting it.
Oh, no. I order it at restaurants. I will. He's going to eat onion rings until the day he dies. So, and now it's like a joke.
Yeah, of course.
But there's always onion rings. But kind of everyone in the family likes them, so mm-hmm. it's fine. So I had added already onion rings to this little menu. And I'm looking at him and he's talking about this blueberry crumble, which really doesn't go with the rest of the menu. It's fine, but it doesn't go. Like, really? Are you five? Does it have? Can't we have it the next night or the night before? Does it have to be on this night?
Right.
But that's him. He like gets it in his craw, and then I thought, okay, don't react.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter? Do you really care? And mm-hmm. I thought, nope, don't really care. And I go, okay, I'll make sure there's crumble for you, dear.
Uh huh.
So I was just talking to Chef Amanda. I'm like, listen. And so we kind of shuffled around the desserts a little bit, and because I like to do a trio of desserts on a plate, I just think it's more fun. Mm-hmm. I like things that are different levels on a plate, and I like different textures and different flavors, but they still have to kind of complement each other. Mm-hmm. And he wants cookies,
okay,
because he likes cookies.
Yeah, anyways, well, so do you. Which
so
is,
do
yeah.
I. Like, but I cannot have them for
right.
one night.
Right,
it's okay.
Exactly,
I could have something else for that one night.
Right,
but anyway, so what we're gonna do is this trio of desserts, including the crumble. I'm going to do little individual ones, and mm-hmm. we're going to do little mini skillets.
So
like
cute.
Cast iron skillets, yeah. And she's going to do them like that. And then we're going to do specialty coffees and cookies.
Okay.
So he's going to be very happy.
Good.
But anyway, I was kind of irritated about it last night, and other stuff happened, but it's not even worth getting into. It was just stupid. Everyone's tired and overworked and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we came home and saw the other two kids and like went up to bed, and I was just irritated, whatever. Mm-hmm. Today, so as you know, we've been talking about the birthday gift and the fact that I've wanted a new ring for like a decade. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was the 10-year wedding anniversary. There was a 15-year wedding anniversary. There was the 48th mm-hmm. birthday. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And it was just like we talk about with the engagement ring. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get the ring. You get the bracelet, the earrings, you get everything. But So, and I've also told you guys, I'm just recapping if you missed some episodes. So, to me, Terry's Charlie Brown with the football. He puts it down, he picks it up. Puts it down, he picks it up. And it's happened so many times that it's comical. And the last time was a year ago on my birthday. So I finally said, I'm done. This is bullshit, whatever. And you know what? If you think I'm being grubby about this and wanting a bigger stone right now, don't care. Because it's a really big birthday. And I, strangely, and you may not believe this, I actually, you know, this house is Terry's dream. I don't drive a fancy car. I don't care about that many. I mean, I like having nice things, but it's not my world.
Yeah.
Literally, my world is my family. Do I like having nice things? Yes, I do. But do I need them for my life to be fulfilled? Absolutely not. Do I need a bigger ring to be fulfilled? No. But you know what?
It's what you want. Mm-hmm.
And what really bothers me about it, mostly, is that he doesn't want me to have it. Mm-hmm. So that, and I don't want it if he doesn't want me to have it. So I really have, and you know, I've just given up. Mm-hmm. So Terry, I'm driving around, I'm on carpool waiting for the kids. And Terry texts me out of the blue and he goes, are we home Thursday night? Mm-hmm. And I go, yes. Cause I'm thinking he's going to go, can I go have dinner with Scott or whatever? He goes, I go, yes, it's Coco's birthday. Mm-hmm. Thursday, we have family dinner at home. I go, why? And he goes, I want you to look at a few diamonds. Mm-hmm. And I go, huh. And he goes, can I have him pop by? And then I send him an emoji of a football. And I go, sure. And he writes back, read it out loud, Natalie.
Yay, exclamation point.
And he goes, yay, exclamation point. And I go, are you feeling okay? And he goes, yes, why? And I go, you are saying diamonds and yay in the same text stream. And he goes, ha. And then he writes, whatever you like, which is from Coming to America. Have we talked about that? Have you never seen Coming to America with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall? It's hilarious. And they each play like five different roles. And he's this prince. And they have this arranged marriage. And they bring this girl in to marry him. She's this gorgeous, gorgeous girl. I can't remember who plays her. Gorgeous girl. They bring her in. And he's like, but I want a woman who has his own mind. She says, he goes, I want a partner in life. I want this. He goes, what do you like? She goes, whatever you like. She goes, well, he goes, what kind of fruit do you like? She goes, whatever you like. Anything he said, whatever you like. And so we've always laughed about that. So I go, you're saying diamonds and yay in the same sentence. He goes, ha, whatever you like. And I go, did you pick some out? Uh-huh. And he said, yes. And I go, then I'm excited. And he goes, but it's not something I'm just going to pick out, obviously. And I go, clearly. And I go, but you are initiating it and being a part of it. And you said, yay. And that all makes me happy. And he goes, I love you.
Oh.
And I said, I love you too. I go, what time Thursday? And he goes, I told him after 7. And I said, perfect.
Yay. I'm so glad.
Now, of course, I'm thinking you know all about this, which is great. But now answer.
No, why are you doing this
to
me?
Did he really pick some out?
Why are you doing? Why are you even asking questions?
He better have picked
some out. By the
way,
he's been so
good,
proactive.
Good. That's all I need to hear.
So
I don't want the answers.
I know. But you should be very, very excited.
Okay. Good. That's all I care about. Because, like I said, it's more than a piece of jewelry.
I know.
It's more than. I mean, this isn't something that I would buy on my own anyway because you know, it's too much money. But the point is that. When he was never excited about it, and he always rolled his eyes, and it
killed it. It
ruined
it. If
he messes this up,
why? How could you mess it up?
He did it last year. Remember?
Oh, by like
let's just all say have a silent moment that Terry does this a good job. Yeah. Not about the actual ring, but just about like his mood and his demeanor and not giving the jeweler the whole I hate diamond speech and that whole thing. I really hope
I just hope it's
all good. The good news is it's going to be after 7, so he will
he
already
a cocktail.
Have a cocktail.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That is all good news. Could you believe he texted Diamond and Yay in the same stream?
I am so excited.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, this is going to be a good year for you.
Yes! Darn it, it is. And it's starting right now with Rachel Zoe.
I love it.
So excited.
Me too.
You know what? I hope everyone gets what they want this year. And I hope that everyone has in a careful what you wish for kind of way. Mm-hmm. Really think about what you want. Do you think what you want when you blow out your birthday candles?
I do.
Or is it random?
Isn't it always random? It's sort of whatever it is in the moment that you're sort of trying to bring into your universe.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it just depends. I mean, obviously, if someone's ill in my family or that, I always, that always comes first, right, to mind.
Do you wish for other people before yourself?
Yeah, always.
Me too.
Always. Yeah.
Every time.
Yep. And then I'm like, oh, but then I sit there and I overthink it. And then I'm like, everyone's waiting for me. I'm just going to blow. And then I'll think about it later.
That is so funny. I love that. Well, I'm blowing out a crap ton of candles this year, and I'm going to dream big.
Yes.
I love it because hello.
Hello, 50.
Hello, 50. We're going to knock the F out of 50.
Heck yes.
Yes, we are. All right. This is very exciting. Starting with Rachel Zoe coming up next. This is such an epic moment. I'm so thrilled to be in her store and to hang out with her and talk to her. And I can't wait to hear about her whole life balance and everything. It's really super cool. Anyway, love you guys. Stay tuned. Rachel Zoe's coming up next. We're taking a quick break, but make sure to check out the wonderful sponsors who keep this show free. Make sure to check out how the show description for links to all the deals on today's episode. I love not leaving the house.
You're talking to, like, the girl that hates leaving the house.
Is it weird that we're kind of the same person? We both hate leaving the house. That's so hilarious. So I don't like leaving the house. Neither does Natalie. So you know what? We like things to be easy. Enter Ease. For fast delivery of the best legal, licensed, and fully tested marijuana products, go with the biggest and most reliable marketplace in California. I mean, why drive all the way to a dispensary and wait in line when Ease comes to you? You ordered from Ease, Natalie. How'd you like it?
I did, because honestly, just going there and waiting in lines gives me anxiety. So this is actually perfect. They just come to straight to you.
But if you don't have the anxiety, you probably don't need the product anymore.
Very true.
Visit ease.com and browse a vast selection of the freshest cannabis flowers, pre-rolls, vaporizers, edibles, topicals, and more. Finalize your order and then watch the clock count down to a friendly driver arriving in minutes, not hours or days. And now Ease recently launched Ease Wellness, a national CBD dropship offering. Ease Wellness is your online store for trusted, quality CBD products, shipped to your door nationally in just a few business days. Ease Wellness is the premier place to buy CBD online. They offer the widest selection of fully tested, quality CBD products from the most trusted brands in cannabis. Whether you're looking to relieve pain, reduce anxiety, or simply to boost overall wellness, you can find the perfect solution with Ease, EAZE.com. Go to Ease.com in California for your cannabis needs and EaseWellness.com elsewhere for your CBD. And make sure to use the promo code Heather. That's Heather for $20 off for your first delivery at Ease.com. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The King of Celebrity Gossip is now on Podcast One.
Kim Kardashian, I think she's nice, but obnoxious and annoying.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker each week to get your fill on the latest news in show business and beyond. And nothing is off the table.
I think he should take her last name when they get married. He's already her bitch. He should just be her bitch officially.
Check out the Perez Hilton Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Rachel Zoe.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
I keep saying this. Hi. We're kind of the same person, but not.
Okay, so tell me what that means.
Okay, so we're both we're both from the East Coast.
Okay.
I'm Westchester.
Oh.
You're
sure
Jersey.
Is. New Jersey.
Okay.
Got it.
Jewish girls.
Short girls.
Jewish girls.
Yep, you know
it. Not at all. This is blonde and brunette. Okay, there is that.
You know.
Tall and maybe
this is my real
petite. Mine too.
Really?
Yes. But to be honest, had it been bad, would have fixed it.
Full stop, of course.
Totally, but we can say that we didn't have to, so it's kind of good.
Yes.
GW, Syracuse.
Stop.
Yeah. And then we've both been with our husbands for like a gazillion years.
How many
and
years
we
were, are you?
We just had the 22-year anniversary of our blind date.
Okay.
And we've been married 20.
I'm 27 from our first date, and 20, this will be 21 married this February.
Is that crazy?
It's actually insane.
Because you guys met, I think I read you guys met in college, right?
We did. It wasn't in college, it was during college, if that makes sense. He was getting his MBA already. He was like, because, you know, he's
much older than
me.
Terry's 10 and a half years older than me.
Oh, see, that's real.
Half counts when you're a child and when you need your husband to be older.
100% agree with you. My kids think Roger's like 15 years older than me, so I'm just going to like roll with it.
It's good. Until they can figure out IMDb, it's all good.
Yes, or realize they can pretty much Google anything to find out their real age.
Doesn't that suck, by the way?
Do you know what I always say? I just tell them I'm exactly how old they ever want me to be. And so Skylar will be like, today I want you to be 22. And Kais will be like, today I want you to be 50. I'm like, no, I don't want to be that. but let's go back to fairy tale land. Yes, yes, yes. I'm princess mommy forever.
How old are the boys?
4 and 7.
So you're in the thick of it.
Oh, I am so in the thick of it. Hence the like luggage under my ass.
You don't have, by the way, it's very intimidating to get dressed to come see you.
Oh my God. No, it isn't. Look, we're twinning.
No. Because if when in doubt, go black.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
You know, and I'm always in some sort of suit type thing because I just have to like go from thing to thing to thing. So I just, you know, suit it up and take things off, out, put things on.
Are your boys into fashion? Well, your boys always look amazing.
Thank you.
But you dress them, obviously.
I do, because right now they're still letting me. So, you know, but I mean, there are rules. Like I have to yield on, you know, Monday through Friday. Kais doesn't care. As long as it's comfortable, he's down. He'll
just run
out the door, whatever I put him in. Skylar, it's like, if it even feels like there's something itchy that even goes when it goes over his head here, it literally never makes it past his nose. It just goes like this.
Oh, I have an itchy scratchy.
You know, so it has to be comfy. They have to be able to move in it. And that's their only requirement.
Does he have a sock thing?
Not be ugly.
Not be hideous. That's what my daughter Katarina asked for Christmas this year.
What?
She was like, I want not hideous clothes.
Oh, well, see, so you're lucky though.
But what does that mean? By her standards, what I consider not hideous and what she considers not hideous are very...
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh,
but
God.
She's in a very trans...
So you're in it.
Yes. I have 15, 15, 12, and 8.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So you still have a baby, kind of.
She's turning 8 tomorrow. I know.
Happy birthday.
I know.
To her. To you.
She's
for
the
keeping
itchy's...
her around 8 years. And
right.
And alive and well.
It's right. And everyone seems to be fed and healthy and...
Everyone always says to me, you have to congratulate parents on the birthday of their children because, like, you did it another year.
It's so true.
Like, I never thought of it that
way. But your boys are at a good age because now you can talk to them.
They're the best. Honestly, they give me life. They are my life. They make me happy. They make me crazy because they're just so physical and they love each other so much. But even when they're, like, loving on each other, they, like, fall. They're like running, hug, down. Someone's like got a goose egg on the back of their head. And I'm just constantly in this state of like, oh my God, don't get hurt. Oh my God, get off the railing. Oh my God, stop rolling down the steps. Oh my God, stop, you know, holding a kitchen knife. You know, it's like they're just, boy, they are like, they are moving all the time. Like Kais can't sit and watch a movie. He's like literally rolling he's watching.
Isn't that crazy? Because at some point, you know, you don't want your kids to watch a lot of screen time, not a lot of TV, but there's those moments as a mom where you're like, please watch a movie.
Oh my God, are you serious? I remember when the doctor said to me, I said, you know, I don't really let them watch TV, but what I let them watch is super educational, whatever. And they're like, it's fine, as long as you don't use it as a babysitter. And I was like, what else do you use TV for?
Right.
Of course it's a babysitter.
Yeah,
it's
hi.
Like when you actually need to catch your breath.
Or take a shower.
Take a shower, maybe make dinner. You just go, here's an educational TV program. For the next 30 minutes, everyone sit still. Go. But Kais just still rolls.
Do you do your own social media?
I do 99% of, like, I would say yes, but with help, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like yes, but in across all platforms, I have someone amazing that.
Your Instagram feels like
that is me. It's literally every post you see on Instagram is me.
So what I love about your Instagram is I feel like I know you, and I feel like I know your kids, and it's almost like, and I know you've been on, I know you've had your own very successful reality show, so we do know you, but I love how when I see you, you have the same group of girlfriends. Like, those are the things that I notice. It's not a revolving door. You have like a very close group of girlfriends. You're very tight with your kids.
Yes.
And all of that. So a couple of questions, but first of all, with the girlfriends, because I think so many of us have problems with this, letting new people in. Because, you know, we have to date friends.
Yeah, I know.
And figure people out. You know, you meet people in college, you meet people at work.
Yeah.
But then when you start getting fame, notoriety, success, whatever it is, how do you keep that group good and how do you let new people in?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because I talk about this with my most inner circle people, some of them here, that... You know, we live in this amazing women's moment now where women are finally getting the credit that we all deserve, right, for being constant warriors and stuff. Is that okay?
The construction?
Yeah.
So funny. I've lived in construction so many years.
It's like you don't even hear
it's
it.
Like, you know when you're at the phone with the girlfriend and the baby's crying?
Sure,
you don't
course,
even, like, pay
course,
attention to
course,
it's the same
but
thing.
But that drill is just brutal. But we, you know, it's funny because growing up, like, girls were so mean to me. Like, I maybe have two girlfriends I have one from college and one when I met my husband, and they're still very, very close friends of mine. But other than that, they've been over the last, like, since I moved to LA or just before, my closest friends. Like, you know, Jen Meyer and Sarah.
Yeah.
And the, you know, all those
girls.
Isn't
that cute? Her store is right next to yours.
Well, I always say it's like we're like on college campus. Like, I texted her last night. I'm like, you there tomorrow? But yeah, I think it's also because as they've gotten older, I think you are less patient for pettiness and nonsense and cattiness. And for me, I barely have any time to shower. So I think between like being mommy and my work, there isn't a whole lot left. So the people that I spend real quality time with are people that are really important in my life and are my, like, ride or dies, like Molly and, you know, some of my girlfriends now. And what's funny is, you know, I consider them new friends, but in reality, it's probably, I mean, Jen, I've known over 20 years, you know, same, I think, Sarah and Aaron. And but to me, that still feels recent.
Right.
You know, but I have met over the last few years some really extraordinary women that I've gotten close with that, you know, they're not from here, a lot of them, but they're girls, and they're awesome. And, like, you know, they're rooting for you. You're rooting for them. We all really help each other. And I think that's been a really interesting thing for me because I've always been very on the defense with women, always very untrusting, very guarded. I think women are awesome when they're awesome, and when they're not, they're really not.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, there's that great quote that, you know, there's a place in hell for women that don't have each other's, you know, backs, and I think that don't support other women. And I do believe that. I think the golden ones are golden ones, and you know, like anything else, there are not great ones. You know, but I think as you get older, you really do pick and choose.
Yeah, and sadly, I think it takes us to get to a certain age to have all of those
1,000%
realizations. Because I wish if I could go back in time, because I had a very similar experience
I'm sure.
You know, and I think a lot of times success breeds contempt, and that's really difficult to deal with.
Sure.
But especially when you're young and you're growing up and you've got talents, or, you know, you're the best cheerleader, or, you know, you're a brilliant fashion designer, or you can sing, or whatever it is. They weren't nice.
No. And the thing is, I was always nice. I was like the nice girl getting mean girled.
See, I don't think I was always nice. Although, I was Miss Congeniality at the Miss New York State pageant.
Were you?
Yeah, so I was the nicest girl in New York for a whole year, so I kind of was nice. But I don't think I was nice, like, in high school, like, the nice girl.
Right.
I think my defense mechanism might have been, like, a little cool and bitchy.
Sure, sure, sure.
But never, like, not
sure.
mean. But always, like, I had those people that would bully me, and that was my defense.
Yep.
And it took me a long time to get to the point that we're talking about now.
Totally.
And really, you know, I think you have to get to that point where you say, okay, this person's toxic. You know what? I'm just going to elegantly extract myself.
I tell all my young girls in my life this, that you know, the older you get, I will say getting older does suck, right? And getting older does suck.
Well, it's better than the alternative.
Totally. Yeah. But physically it sucks.
Yes.
Emotionally, it's epically amazing.
Yes.
Because you're never happier. You're never at more peace. You're never in more... You know, I
confidence.
Feel like confidence, but also you just don't give a shit about the things you don't need to give a shit about.
Exactly. So, right. Like, I have this large birthday coming up, and I was like thinking, like, what do you do? It's too much pressure.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm going to, because I like a party.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a party. And then I said, you know what? Not having a party. Don't feel like working the room, entertaining everyone. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and you're, I think you're like this too. It's either these 20 people,
yes,
or it's 120 people, yes, right? It's,
yes,
like that.
It's the problem.
And I decided to go with the small.
Smart.
Yeah, because I feel like it, just in what we're talking about, I would rather sit down and have real fun conversations with people that are joyous and,
yep,
and are excited,
totally,
for you,
yep,
and want to be there,
totally,
rather than a room full of extras.
Totally. No, no, I 100% agree with you. And I think when I hit that number, we'll have to do something.
I'm inviting myself.
I'm thinking it's like a St. Bart's trip, you know, like,
yes,
that's my thought. I think we just do that and we do like beach and we go to like, you know, we stay in a house or a great hotel and just do a lot of like nothing and still just have the best time.
Yeah. I feel like that's what Gwyneth Paltrow did for her, her bachelorette.
Yes.
And I thought that looked,
yeah,
so fun. It looked casual,
she's
fun,
perfect,
beachy.
Though.
She is perfect.
Yes, she is perfect.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It's annoying.
Is that
she's
fair?
A friend.
Yeah.
She's a friend and she's awesome. And the thing is like the more I know her, the more perfect she is. And she's so nice and she's so pretty and she's so freckled and she's
and
so
talented.
Smart.
And then she can sing.
She can do all the things that everyone wants to do and she does it better. She'll never say that, but like she does. And everyone around her.
And that makes it even worse. She's
totally
humble.
Yeah, she's humble. And she can cook, and she can do all those things.
I can't do half of that, but that's okay. We all have our special gifts.
I know, and she's really lovely, and she's always so, like, you know, humble and complimentary to others. And you're like, do you mean that, or are you saying that to make us feel better about ourselves around you?
But does it matter?
I mean, no, it doesn't, because it does. It does in the moment really work.
Yeah.
You know?
Now you and your husband work together.
We do.
How is that?
You don't understand. We are, when I say it out loud, it sounds so mentally insane that we should be locked up. We've literally been together every day for 27 years.
And like not one day apart?
I mean, yes, like in my younger life, like when he was an investment banker, when we were living in New York and I was in fashion and I would leave for weeks at a time and go to Europe and this and that when we were building our careers. But honestly, we're never apart for more than like 3 days maybe. But it's rare, and we work together, we parent together, we CEO together, we vacate, and we do everything. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. When I think, the more I think about it, the more insane it is. You know,
so,
I should hate him.
No, because you're that couple, which is great. So Terry and I work together a little bit. Like we write books together,
yeah,
we have product lines together,
so
and that.
Cool.
But then we have our separate stuff,
right,
also. So I feel like when we come to the dinner table,
right,
there's something kind of else to talk about.
Totally.
So, but we, but like you, we just talk, like we never run out of things to talk about. But what do you guys talk about when you sit down at the dinner table besides the kids?
Work.
Besides work.
Oh.
I mean, do you find that it's all work?
I find that no matter what, we are talking about something that has to do with what's going on at work because there's always so much going on. And with the changing of business and life and the landscape in all the different parts of our business, we're just constantly in motion. He, around 10:30, likes to just check out and watch something dumb,
right?
And fall asleep to it. And I will still like I'm at my computer returning emails and like da da da. But I would say we talk about like kids, life plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of like we have a friend's birthday in Capri this summer, and we're like, should we take the kids? And of course I'm like, yes. And he's like, absolutely
no.
Not. I'm not going if we take the kids. So,
oh, we just had a similar conversation.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that umbilical cord is real. I think it's real. I think it doesn't disconnect when you give birth. I just think
it's a phantom cord.
I think it's a phantom cord.
Yeah.
I feel such a pull with my kids. It's like, I just feel so attached to them, you know?
So my advice to you is that you should let it go. And I'll tell you why, because I made a mistake. Because when my kids were really little, and I have a little bit of an age spread, but when they were super little, I felt like I couldn't leave because we didn't have like that family that lives next door that could come.
So, I don't either.
But I'm super grateful and lucky that I found amazing, you know, help that are part of our family.
Sure.
But it's still, you know, when they're super little, you feel so weird and you want to leave. Totally. And I never left. And so I think it was last year, Terry and I went to the Maldives.
Yes.
And it was the first time that we had been away from the kids for longer than 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
We went for like a 10-day trip.
Right.
And it was so amazing. It was the most epic trip. And we looked at each other. We came back. By the way,
we're like, why don't we do this more?
They didn't care.
Right.
They were fine.
Of course.
Everything was
their own lives now.
Handled. But even the little one, she was only 6 when we went. She was totally fine. And I thought, God, we blew it.
Yeah.
We missed out.
No, you're right.
Because it doesn't, that period of time doesn't, and you don't get it back.
I know. No, you're right. You're 100% right. And
go
like, I know it here. We are.
Without them.
Yes. I don't have a choice or I'm not going. Because he's literally like, it's us or not going. I was like, okay.
Now, is he less tolerant with the children than you?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that men... In general, always generally speaking, I think that men, it's hard for them to give up all of their me time. I do. I think it's like, and we work so much that
Why do you think they have man caves, man rooms?
Listen,
they did lots of escapes.
True. And I'm like, what part of this is hard for you? You know what I mean? I'm always like fascinated because all my friends want to have another baby and all the dads are like, no, we're done. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Is it the carrying that's hard? Is it the labor that's hard? Is it them like sleeping on your body parts that's hard? You know, like, so I just feel like I think Roger has a much harder time giving up his alone time. And I think like he just wants to read the newspaper or an article.
Does he actually read the physical newspaper still?
He does occasionally. It's usually an epic fail. So he ends up reading it on his iPad late at night when the kids go to sleep.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Speaking on sponsors, today's episode is sponsored by ADT. ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors and set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. It'll look like your home even when you aren't. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. Don't worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT will DIY do it for you. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. All controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.
I
want to talk about the collection and your box of style, but before I'm just curious because so many of our listeners are always talking about it, and I'm always talking about the balance.
Yes.
Because you work so much, but it's
hard.
You're always with your children. Yes. I'm the same way.
Yep.
But, you know, I remember you posted something once. I don't know. It was probably like a year ago. I'm not stalking you.
No.
A little bit, maybe. No. But you had this video with one of the boys, and you were leaving, and you were hugging them, and they were crying a little bit. And, and you know, 2 seconds after you left, they were totally fine.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the balance? How are you managing this? What's the plan?
And I think it was funny, because I know exactly what you're referring to. And the reason that I posted that was because so many of my closest friends deal with this all day, every day. And all it shows me is that, you know, 90% of the women in the world are dealing with the same thing. I think people always ask me the hardest part about my life. They're like, is it your relationship? Is it your job? Is it da-da? I'm like, no. All of them are completely awesome and manageable on their own. The problem is being a working mom for me is the hardest thing I've ever done, hands down, in my life. And I've done a lot of hard things. This is a struggle that is a daily struggle, and I don't know a mother or father to some extent, but I think that we deal with something that is so hard. And I think when our kids are young, I think when they're older, I've heard it gets a lot easier because they have more of their own lives and they're a little bit like, mom, go, you know, whereas at least for right now, my kids just, you know, they want me there and I want to be with them. They're my happiness. They're my life. I had kids later in life, so I did a whole lot before I had them.
Right.
And so now, and I really built my career without children. So I think then trying to figure out how to do my career with children has been a struggle, but I do it and it's getting easier, but there's days that are just so hard. And I would say, and I'm sure you agree with this, the hardest part is when you have to miss something at school.
Ugh.
That is the most epically painful thing that I've had to deal with, when there's something important at school and mom can't be there. And every other mom is there except me. And thankfully, it's only been twice over the last couple of years, but it is, but I really work hard to try and, you know, carve my schedule around things at school. But I know that feeling, like when you're that kid in school and like your mom can't be there, your dad, it's awful, you know? So that's especially a struggle.
Especially when there's some moms who are there all the time.
Yes.
That's the issue I have.
Yes, I agree.
So when I had the twins, my first two,
I
stopped working for a couple of years. And so
hashtag gel.
Yeah, but you know what? It's weird. You know, like the grass is always greener.
Of course.
I remember I went from being a full-time working actress to all of a sudden like living in the suburbs with two kids and wanting to pull my hair out. Like, oh my, like really living in feces and having no one to talk to. It was like
literally living in feces.
Like literally, but I lived in it for 10 years. Right. Yeah. It's just the worst. So, you know, all I kept thinking was, oh, I wish I could, you know, have a job. And then Terry would say, you know, if you had a crystal ball and you could see this was going to happen, wouldn't you just relax into this? But it is, it's a very difficult thing. But when I had the first two, I was room mom. I was this, I was that, I was present, I was there all the time. And then I started working a little more with the third. And then by the time Coco came around, I was then working again full time. And that's when I joined Housewives. So she was probably like 8 or 9 months old.
Right.
And so she's been used to that the whole time, but weirdly is the clingiest out of all of them,
of course, she's
which
a babe.
Is so, but it's just so strange that she's also my toughest one. But yeah, that balance of all that, and so I have friends who are in her class who it's their first child,
right?
And they're there all the time, and she'll say to me, "Well, so and so's mom is always at school."
Of course.
So I sat her down the other day and I go, "Listen, because this just came up." I said, "I love you. I'm always here for you. I can't be at school every other day like some of the moms, but I am there as much as I can. And there's four of you, and I have to service everyone. But you tell me which things are very important to you, and I will make them happen." She's like, "Well, some of the moms have been coming in to read at school." Yeah. I said, "Great, I'm in." And I called the teacher, and I got in there, and we read Hanukkah books, and I brought in gelt for everyone, and the whole thing, and no one knows what I'm talking about at their school, but it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
It's like one other Jewish kid.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Same, same.
And we do the whole thing. And but it was great, and she really appreciated it. But I could talk to her, because she's that kind of kid. But it is a very difficult balance.
Sure. I just explained to Sky that he goes, "Mom, you don't have to go out. You don't have to go to this." And I go, "Okay, tell me about your friend Nicholas that's having a birthday party and wants to have you over his birthday party." And I say, "No, you can't go because Mommy wants to hang out with you tonight and watch a movie." And he's like, "But Mom, I'd want to go." I was like,
ding.
Bingo. He goes, "Okay, Mom, you should go to the birthday party." So now he just thinks everything's a birthday party that I'm going to, so that I don't disappoint my friends.
You
course.
Have a lot of friends.
Listen, he gets it, though, because he would never not want to show up to support a friend. So
that's a great quality,
never
though.
Would. He just wants to include everybody and would never want to make them feel not included or not like or neglected. He's that kid. So he immediately gets it. If I need to show up to support somebody for like, I'm like, they're getting an award, and he's like, "Oh, Mom, you better go. It's okay. I'll watch a movie with Caius." He's like 40.
So isn't it interesting, like nature, nurture? It's all nature. I mean, they just come out that way.
Oh, yeah. It's surreal. He started offering, there's one of these people here that has worked with me for a very long time. And she drives to the valley to go home, and there's always a lot of traffic when she goes home at night, and he saw her leaving, and he's like, "Em, do you need some snacks? Road? Do you need some trail mix?" Because he knows I always give her like roadie snacks. And so he did. He like insisted and like took her in the closet. Was like, "You like trail mix, right?" And I was like, "Oh my God, yes."
Is that so cute?
It was the sweetest thing. It was the sweetest thing when she told me, because I
have two of those at four.
Out.
The other two. No.
Listen, so you have four.
Yeah.
So you're not, I mean, four out of four is going to be a rare thing that they're all epically awesome.
But I have
to
say,
they will be in their own ways.
They are in their own ways. But what I really love about them is they're so far, they're all super grounded. And I would say, and this is what I wanted to ask you, because yeah, we're talking nature, nurture, but there is something that we're giving them, yes, I'm thinking, that's keeping them that way. Because, I mean, your lifestyle, the way you guys travel, sure, the kinds of parties you totally go to, the events. Get by the way, I missed you at the Booth event.
Oh, I was there.
I know. I saw your picture after. I was like, I missed her.
Oh, I was in and out. Sky had his last soccer game that day. So I had to, going back to our conversation, I took Caius, we ran in, saw Nacho and Delfina, and left and went to the soccer game.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
In like a gown, in like a white gown. It was totally appropriate. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
I love the event. But what was I saying? What was the point of all that?
What are we doing as parents?
So how are we keeping them grounded? Because that's the whole thing, is that, you know, you don't want precocious kids that are entitled and expect things. And I have to say, so far, every once in a while, there's a lippy moment with someone and you have to shut it down.
100%.
But pretty much, they're very grounded, good kids. But you're seeing the same way.
It's parenting. I think that's us, because they're in an environment. They're subject to certain things. When my boy started going to movie screenings at people's houses before it hit theaters, and seeing them in these like beautiful homes, and you know, if they were on a plane that had four people on it or whatever, I was like, it would involve a long talk, pre and post. And if it was brought up again, then it was explained, and this is not normal, and this is not always, and this is a rare thing, and this is a da-da-da, and there is a lot of empathy and philanthropy that I instill in my children almost daily. I would say that Caius is turning 5 this month. I would say he'll start to really understand it next year. Mm-hmm. Skylar really started to get it at 6, and he really gets it now.
But you have to start when they're younger. You can't just, they don't wake up at 10.
They don't register it until really like 6, for me at least. And Skylar is, you know, most proud moment as a mom happened recently. He asked Santa to take care of all the kids that don't have food and clothes and shoes that fit them in a home before he thinks about his gifts. And Santa was like so jarred that he was like, okay, you know, and so, but I think that these types of things are the most important thing that we teach our children, no matter where we live, no matter how much money we have or don't have. It's the most important thing, honestly. And I think the school they go to is helpful in that way, because at least I know what Roger and I are instilling at home, they're instilling at school.
Yeah, it is important, because they're away for so many hours during the day, especially as they get older.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
You can't control what other kids say or do, so.
No, you can't.
You got to keep them as real as you can.
So do you celebrate both? Do you celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas?
I celebrate Hanukkah, but we attend many a Christmas events. And we definitely, you know, we'll do like a fun brunch, and we'll be at friends' houses, and we'll do that, but we do not have a tree and stuff like that.
So we're Boojus.
What does that mean?
Because we're Jewish, but we believe in Buddhist principles.
Oh, okay.
But I just like to celebrate, so I'll celebrate the opening of an envelope. I don't care.
How I am.
Everything. I think that's what
I just think it's about family and friends and enjoying life and celebrating each other. I'm the same way. My husband is not there yet.
Oh, my husband will just go along with it. Oh. So when I was little, I remember my mom used to take us to Bloomingdale's every year, and they would put your name in glitter on the stockings. Do you remember that? Or maybe it was Lord and Taylor.
Yes. No, I think
it was Bloomingdale's. All right. So my mom, and I think it was just easier for her to give us our presents on Christmas. So that's how we started celebrating Christmas.
Oh.
But never a tree, never in anything.
Yeah.
But you know what? A few years ago, I woke up one day and I was like, I'm a grown-up. I want a tree. And I'm going to put lights on it. And I like pretty decorations. And I'm going to celebrate everything.
Yep. I tried that. It did not go so well. So now I have dreidel stockings with all our names
cute
on them, thanks to Molly Sims.
Oh.
She got us the cutest present in the world, and we literally have stockings with all our names on them and all these bags with great Hanukkah things on them. It's the sweetest thing.
That's so cute.
No one ever thinks of Hanukkah stockings.
I
and
love that.
They're dreidels. They're so cute.
That's so
and
cute.
My kids like love them, and they're fun, and I think the key is making Hanukkah as fun.
We do. We do a great Hanukkah, but I don't make Hanukkah about presents. To me, Hanukkah is about...
Totally.
It's the only time I cook once a year.
Impressive.
I'm not really a good cook, but I make latkes. So we make latkes, we hang out, we do dreidel. Like, Hanukkah's super fun in our house. It's just not the present thing.
No.
Which I kind of like better in a little bit of a way. Because
like I have to compete. I got to get
presents.
Yeah,
I get it.
Otherwise, if Santa brings better ones, Santa does come to our house, though.
See?
Without a tree. Still it's comes a, on the sleigh. There's still reindeer.
It's a treeless Santa.
Totally.
Speaking of gifts, so what's in the box of style? This
oh my God, there's
quarter.
So many good things.
I love your box. It's
oh,
epic.
Thank you. Me too. I'm really obsessed with it. And it's weird because it's a little bit like my clothing line where like I've just closed the spring box. So I'm already kind of in the next box, but like nobody knows it yet. But this holiday box and our select box, definitely favorite because it's got this amazing necklace that I designed with Attica. And it's got... like it's like this layered choke. It's basically one piece that looks like seven, which is awesome.
Which is so cool.
You know, the bag in and of itself that you get it in, which is right here. Everyone is literally
it comes
walking
in this
around.
Tote?
With
it. Yes. Oh, I saw you posted a
yes.
picture of this.
Yeah. So this is inside. Wait. So it's a chic little box, rose gold, as you can tell.
Love
is the
rose
theme.
Gold. Very hot.
And,
right
and
now.
Yours has plastic on it, so it's not damaged.
That's okay. I love it.
But it's amazing. It's vegan leather. You can throw it. I need hands-free, so I insisted on a cross strap. This is exclusive only to us, only to Box of Sound members. And then in here is all the amazing goodies.
Let's open it up.
Okay, dear.
So one of the things that I've always loved about your style is I feel like you just created layers. That's just... No, you did.
What do you mean?
You create... But the especially the layered jewelry because I feel like so many of us get hung up with...
What
do
metal?
Do you remember that movie? Was it L.A. Story? Was it... what's the name of the actress? I'm losing...
Mary.
Who was in L.A. Story? Dark hair you know, from Taxi.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Her.
Yeah.
And she's like, she goes, you know, you look in the mirror and the first thing you see, you take off.
Yes.
I feel like you're the opposite
that.
Of that. Yeah, no, totally. Up. You're like, more is more. Just layer it on and gold and silver together and it's so cool.
Add. I mean, head to toe leopard right there on Skylar over there.
Which I love.
Named after my son. Just kidding. They just have the same name. But when we met, I fell in love because, you know, anyone who carries your child's name, you immediately like more, right?
Of course you do. And isn't leopard a staple? Because to me, it's I've been wearing leopard since high school.
Me too. And I feel like there's certain things that are staples. Leopard, to me, animal prints, hair balm. I should use something. Can I use yours?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So that's enough.
My hair's beachy, though. It might need it.
I mean, I just said so this is an amazing smoothing balm that I smell. This is so good.
Oh, that is
so.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, there's fabulous things
there's
in here.
There's a watch, an Eddie Borgo rose gold watch in there, exclusive.
Is this for me?
Yes. That's
oh, my
the
God.
Necklace.
I love
that's
it.
That's the necklace.
This is gorgeous.
This is my favorite serum of all time. Oh, shit. All right. This sold out.
But yes, it has to take that to the
yeah, you can take it anyway because you need that. So, Claudalie, this is a face changing serum. It's called Vino Perfect. You use it every day under, well, you know, you're a face guru. Yeah. I don't have to tell you what to do. Feline Flick, because I can't leave without a red, a black line on my eye.
Yeah, me too.
Ever, ever, ever.
See, we're the same person.
So, okay.
I love this. This is so fabulous. What, give me the hot trends for the holidays or tell me what I'm wearing for my big birthday.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Okay.
To your discussion, I believe there should be staples that I do in my collection every season that I think should be worn not just for holidays, not just for birthdays, but for all year. Animal prints, sequins, metallic fringe, off the shoulder.
Velvet.
Velvet. I mean, I love velvet on
me too.
Here.
I like velvet and
metallics
sparkle,
yeah. of any kind. Sparkle. I just think you should shine and sparkle all year. I think for your birthday, when is it?
January 5th.
Okay. So, my kids have bad ones too. I get it. It's like winter break, spring break. I think that you should, on your birthday, you should shine like you've never shined before. You should wear metallic fringe. You should show your body because it's amazing. And I think you should show skin. I prefer back skin. Like, I like an open back. So, a
real
lot of
boobs
my things.
Can't, you know.
Can't do an open back?
Not really, unless I do the sticky bra, which is a lot of work on one's birthday.
They look good, babe.
Yeah, they're good with a little hoisting. You know,
good.
They're not what they were after children.
You do a low front.
Just, oh yeah,
nothing is the same after children.
Like, isn't that crazy?
I mean, it is and it isn't. It's better. You just go. It life is better. So right.
Well, strain. Well, our last book, our book that just came out, the DuBrow Diet. It just. By the way, today on Google, they announced that it was the number two most trending thing diet on
Google all year. Am I dieting?
All
what am
year.
I doing? What am I doing? What's
I'll get you the book.
Please.
You don't need it, but I'll get it for you.
I mean, I'm curious.
But it's anti-aging too. It makes your skin tighter and hair grow.
I mean, we all need to anti-age.
Yeah, it's good. It's really. It's changed my whole thing. Like, I'll wear a bikini now in public without a sarong. It's not perfect,
girl,
but it's so much better than it was.
I'm gonna have to put you in a mini something here. You're gonna have to show some leg.
Let's do it.
You know,
I like it.
I got your dress. I think gold metallic fringe.
Oh my god, I don't know if I'm a fringe. I'll try it.
You have to wear fringe.
Will you come back?
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Your new collection.
And yours.
And your fabulous store. By the way,
thank you.
So Terry and I lived in the... Briefly, I know we have to go, but Terry and I lived in the Palisades when I had this show. So, and we used to come down here, and the Village was not like this.
I know.
Back then.
It's only 3 months old.
It's so beautiful.
Isn't it so beautiful
And your
here?
Store is beautiful.
Thank you.
So everyone, come visit the Palisades. Come see Rachel Zoe. You can see Jen Meyer next door and go buy some fabulous complimentary jewelry.
Yes. My favorite thing we always say.
I mean, not like, free. I mean, to compliment the outfits.
Yes. Yes. If you wear Jen Meyer jewelry with my clothes, they will always work together. There's good energy in that.
And tell everyone where to find you on social media.
Okay, so go to @RachelZoe. You will find me anywhere. If you want to shop the collection, @ShopRachelZoe.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.